Good morning and welcome to Apple a Day. It's Lake Region Healthcare's health and wellness show where we feature news and information you can use to live a healthier life. I am Katie Johnson, your host, and my guest today is Dr. Randy Carlson. Certainly no stranger to the Fergus Falls community, but he is the newest member of Lake Region Medical Group, and we are so excited to welcome both Dr. Carlson and Paula Sedler from his office to our Lake Region Healthcare family and talk about what it's going to mean to kind of bring Lake Region Healthcare and chiropractic together. Thanks for joining me, Dr. Carlson, and again, welcome.
Thank you, Katie. It's a privilege to do this, and it's an honor for me to be the first chiropractor on staff at the Lake Region Healthcare facility, so I'm really looking forward to this.
Well, we are too. I'm so excited to finally say we have chiropractic as part of our service mix at Lake Region Healthcare. And as I said, you have been in practice in Fergus Falls for many years and are not a stranger to the community, but there might be listeners out here who don't know you. So tell us just a little bit about you and your background over the course of your career.
Well, I started my practice in 1991, so I'm in my 32nd year of practicing chiropractic, and I grew up in the Minneapolis area. I'm a little reluctant to say I grew up in Brooklyn Center because Brooklyn Center is not a very nice part of Minneapolis anymore, but when I was there, it was brand spanking new, and Interstate 694 went in right in my backyard back in those days, so that kind of ages me a little bit too. But it was a nice area to grow up, and I had two older brothers and a younger sister, and went through my high school years down there and ended up going to Concordia College up in Moorhead. I was asked several times why I chose it, and I said I just woke up there one day. I had two older brothers that went there, and so it was just seemed like a logical place to go. And actually studied business and political science when I was there, and then of course got a job after college and got married. And we lived in the Fargo-Moorhead area for a few years, and then ventured our way down to Rothsay because my wife was working as an artist at the Faith and Fellowship Publishing Company over at Hillcrest.
Oh.
And so we got closer to her job, and then I just drove back and forth up to Fargo. But so it was kind of a, you know, we went to various colleges over the years and stuff, and ended up in the Rothsay area, and that's kind of where my first exposure to Fergus Falls came in.
Okay. And you didn't start out in chiropractic then, so you're a business and poli-sci major who
stayed as far away from the science classes as he could.
Interesting.
It just seemed like way too much work to me. A couple of my roommates in college were, one was a physics major and one was a biology chemistry major, and I thought those guys had to work way too hard.
Yeah,
and so I stayed away from that. And but interestingly enough, I think, you know, everybody matures at different times of their life, and I think that was just something that down the road I would soon find out that I really liked it and was actually pretty good at it. So as my career changed a little bit, kind of by accident, I had had a, when I got involved with chiropractic care, I was actually 25 years old, and I had a snowmobile accident, and my wife got irritated with me limping around the house and complaining about how bad my back hurt, so she literally drugged me into a chiropractor, and one treat, I could barely walk in there, and I walked out, and I remember thinking to myself on the way home, I have no idea what he just did, but it sure felt good.
Wow.
And it kind of changed my life, unbeknownst to my wife at that time, it just kind of planted into my brain, and over the course of the next 6 months, I did a lot of thinking about it. I was stopping off at, when I was up in Fargo-Moorhead working, I was stopping off at some career resource centers at the colleges and just started doing some looking into chiropractic care. And I came home one day, and I told, about 6 months after that first adjustment, I told her, I said, you know what, I think I'm going to quit my job and go back to school to be a chiropractor. And she just about fell over. I don't think she realized that by bringing me to the chiropractor, that it would mean that she'd be a wife of a student for about 6 years. Because I couldn't get into chiropractic school with a business major and political science background, so I had to go back to school, which, because of where we were living there, it was convenient for me to go to the what we called then the Fergus Falls Community College.
Sure.
And had a great experience there. I did my first year of science classes there with general chem and physics and biologies and all that kind of stuff, and then continued on with that later up at Moorhead State and I worked on my chemistry degree up there.
Okay.
And then after finishing that, then I went to chiropractic school at at Palmer College of Chiropractic down in Davenport, Iowa, which is where chiropractic began.
Okay. So
they call it the fountainhead of chiropractic.
Cool.
Yeah, so it was kind of an interesting path, but it was actually some pretty good years. You know, we didn't have any children, and we were fairly young, but aging quickly. And so I didn't actually, I started as a chiropractic student, I started as a little bit older than a lot of the people that were in school then, but mm-hmm. I don't, when I was younger, I don't think I would have made it through there because I was a little bit more restless, so sure. It was a good thing for me.
It was the right time, like
right.
You said,
yeah.
Everyone in their own time. So what was it about this point in time that made you decide to enter this partnership with Lake Region Healthcare?
Well, actually, it was something that's been in the making for quite some time. Lake Region Hospital and the Fergus Falls Medical Group and myself have been actually talking about this for probably 25 years, off and on, mm-hmm. not consistently. Way back in the days when Jim Wilkes was the administrator of the Fergus Falls Medical Group, he contacted me, and we started doing at the time what they called a grand rounds to kind of introduce some of the medical physicians to chiropractic and give them a chance to talk with us. And so they would have me over every 2 or 3 months over and set me up in the doctor's lounge and serve lunch, and anybody that wanted to come in between say noon and 1:30 and ask questions about chiropractic could. And it was interesting. I had some real good questions from people, and I kind of felt that there was an interest, but at that time in history, they just weren't quite ready to onboard a chiropractor. There were some possibilities there, but they just weren't desirable for me or for them at the mm-hmm. time. So then things just kind of faded away, and it's probably been about 10 years now since I've had any real conversation with Lake Region about doing something. But then just recently, they've contacted me, and I think the timing was just right. And they had enough doctors over there right now that wanted to work with a chiropractor. Like I said, I've been around a long time, and I've always tried to keep my scope of practice well-known and do what I do best as a chiropractor mm-hmm. and leave the rest of the stuff alone. And I think that's what's led to our working together now.
Well, you know, traditional medicine and chiropractic haven't always worked necessarily well or side by side. But as you said, within your own scope, each role plays a different part in a true holistic approach to care.
Right,
Different people have different needs, and there are different solutions for those needs. And I'm really happy that we're finally at this point at Lake Region Healthcare. Do you see that trend continuing to grow?
Oh yeah, I think it's going to be the future of healthcare. Is going to be that the different disciplines are going to have to work together. They're going to see the value of working together, because you know, and medicine has actually been a good example of that for years. You don't have family practice people replacing hips and knees. They've specialized for years mm-hmm. and they've referred amongst each other for many, many years and done it successfully, and it's worked real well. But so adding somebody into the picture like myself who does things very conservatively, you know, through working on the spine and sometimes the extremities, the shoulders and knees and ankles and stuff. I think it's going to be a good fit there. And I also, the people that I've been in contact with over the past several months that are doctors over there now are excited about having the opportunity to work with me and I with them too. So it sounds strange to say it's going to be fun to deal with people that are in pain, but I think it is going to be fun. I think it's going to be rewarding for a lot of the patients.
Oh, absolutely. And our back care center is a perfect example. Back pain is such a prominent issue.
Yeah.
So to have more solutions for patients in that area is
right.
just going to be fantastic.
Yeah, and I've been working with them quite a bit already. And in fact, I have to say, you know, up until maybe 3-4 months ago, I didn't know we had a back and spine center mm-hmm. over at Lake Region Hospital. And I was a little surprised. And I've gotten to know Dr. Broadway. Mm-hmm. I describe him to people as kind of being a very young genius.
Yeah.
He seems very smart.
Yeah.
He's got a good approach to what he does as a neurosurgeon. Mm-hmm. His right-hand person over there, Laura Suggs, is a nurse practitioner, and she's unbelievably mm-hmm. Ambitious and smart, and she loves to work with patients. So
yeah.
I think if I can work with them a little bit, I think we can work real well together to get people relief and give them some direction as to how they can keep themselves feeling better.
Yeah, absolutely. Whether it's primary care, orthopedics, back care, there's all kinds of great synergies between chiropractic. What are some of the barriers or the myths that we can bust about what chiropractic really can do?
Well, you know, one of the myths, you know, what used to be way back when I first started talking, I nobody ever came out and said it, but I oftentimes got the feeling that they just didn't think that we were educated on the same level. And even though chiropractors like to say that we are, the curriculum of chiropractic school, like the first 2.5-3 years is almost identical to medicine, mm-hmm. to the medical schools and stuff. And so I think that once chiropractors started setting up a little bit better facilities that looked a little bit more distinguished and up to date and stuff, I think it just kind of fell in place. And so I think a lot of that has gone away.
What are the most common reasons patients come to you, or the most common things that you can treat people for?
Well, I've got an interesting perspective on that now because I'm old, and I've been doing this for 32 years now. And when I first came to Fergus Falls on my practice, I would say that probably 75% of the patients I saw had low back pain. Mm-hmm. It was epidemic. Mm-hmm. And the reason being that back then, when computers were just starting to come on the scene, I mean, everybody sat then, but they mm-hmm. sat at a desk where they did a lot of paperwork mm-hmm. and stuff, so they just sat too much. Well, what's evolved with that is that now I probably see 50-50 neck and low back, and the neck stuff is going to get worse because people are always on their phones, mm-hmm. they're on iPads, they've got tablets, everybody sits at a desk with a computer, mm-hmm. and not just with one monitor, now they got 3, 4, 5 monitors, I mean, right. and so now the problem is the neck and the low back, and the underlying problem is they have to sit too much. Mm-hmm. If people just would get up and move around, they'd feel better. So low back and neck problems, and along with the neck problems come headaches.
Oh, sure.
And I've got a huge headache practice, and chiropractic care is extremely effective with tension type headaches.
Sure.
And so it works real well that way.
Oh, let's talk a little bit about when you're not working. What kind of interests do you have outside of being a chiropractor?
You know, I thought about that when in preparing for this interview, and my focus in life is, you know, I'm a big family guy. What I miss most at this age of my life is just all the fun things we did with our kids when they were younger. Mm-hmm. I mean, our lives really revolved around our children, and I've got 2 daughters. They're growing up now and on their own. One is in Minneapolis and one's in Seattle.
Okay.
And I wish the one in Seattle would come closer, and she might. But I love to do stuff with my daughters. Everybody knew that I was a hunter and a fisherman, and when we had 2 girls, they just naturally assumed that we'd try to get a boy. And I mm-hmm. thought, no, girls can do anything that boys can, and they do.
Amen.
They hunt with me, they fish with me, they target shoot with me, they do all the things I like to, they like to do too, and they're extremely outdoorsy. They like to, we water ski a lot, we grew up water skiing mm-hmm. and snow skiing, so I like anything where I can be outside.
Perfect.
Especially since I spend my day inside.
Yeah,
it's
awesome.
Just nice.
Awesome. That's great. Well, we should let people know what's changing and what's not changing for your current patients and for potential patients. How do they find you? How do they make an appointment, get referrals, that kind of thing?
It's been a big concern.
Yeah.
When people found out, when the announcement was made that I joined the Lake Region Healthcare, people were a little concerned, but we reassured everybody that that's still going to be myself and my longtime assistant, Paula Sedler, mm-hmm. who's been with me for going on 26 years now.
Wow.
And so people, I think some people come to see her.
You know, and rightly so. She's awesome.
Yeah, and she's a local. She grew up here. She spent her whole life here. And at one time, I had her and her twin sister, Penny, working here with me. And people would just, they thought they were looking in a mirror. They would look at the two. But
yeah.
But we've had a lot of fun. But for people that want to get in touch with us, it's the same number.
Yep.
The same number. We're in the same building. We've got our same hours. I mean, I was delighted when I heard that. I was going to just be able to keep things the same for right now.
Right.
And I think that what's going to happen is that the additional patients that will be asked to see from referrals from Lake Region Healthcare, I think we're eventually going to have to expand and add another chiropractor and get some help for Paula up front too.
Sure.
And so, but as far as making appointments, same number, and eventually, probably in a month or so, you'll be able to make a schedule over at Lake Region too with us here. So It's kind of mind-boggling for me to think about all that, but it's going to be exciting, I think. And if people are a little patient and allow us to make this transition, I think they'll continue to be happy with our care.
Oh, absolutely. But like you said, for right now, same location, right here on 301 East Lincoln Avenue, same phone number, but a nice, consistent line of care from your primary care, your orthopedics, and other providers at Lake Region Healthcare to receive chiropractic services as well, and more to come. I certainly believe growth is in the future as well. You'll see Lake Region Healthcare signs going up at the Carlson Chiropractic Clinic over the next few weeks as well. And like you said, being able to schedule at Lake Region, being able to schedule through MyChart, all coming down the road too. So as this transition takes place, we're just, again, just really happy to welcome you and Paula to Lake Region Healthcare and to bring chiropractic and Lake Region together.
Thank you. And like I said, when we first started this interview, I'm still pinching myself a little bit about how this has all taken place. And every chiropractor has different desires and wants to do different things. And this is something that I've had in my wheelhouse for a long time. And so it's really kind of like a dream come true. And we're going to make it work. And I don't know if I'll ever retire now because it's going to be a whole different picture for me to not be running a business and trying to take care of my patients. So I'm really looking forward to just all my attention goes to taking care of patients and making sure I do all my paperwork right for Lake Region. And so we're going to try and continue with our tradition of just providing good care for people.
Absolutely, that's what it's all about. Before we close, we always like to offer one health tip. What's your health tip for our listeners this morning?
Well, that's tough to do because I talk about this all day long. But I'll tell you the biggest problem I see with people and my biggest health tip, I just encourage people to get up and move. People have to move. And this time of year is the toughest time for me to treat people because if their back is sore and I adjust their back and it feels better when they get up, then they walk out my door and they shuffle across my parking lot. They do the penguin walk over to their car. And rightfully so because they don't want to slip and fall. But wintertime is tough on us. Yeah. And every year people think I'm losing my touch because it takes longer to heal. But it's probably because they leave my office and go home and they sit down. Mm-hmm. And we just need to find a way. We've got a really nice YMCA here in town. We've got lots of gyms in town where you can go work out. So, I always tell people you got to get up and move. If you go home and sit on your back, it's not going to get well. So move around, stretch, and if you're not sure what to do, ask someone. There's lots of people around this town that are well trained in exercise and physiology. We've got lots of physical therapists in there. That's their specialty. They know that. So get up and move.
And we can bring that together too at Lake Region Healthcare.
Absolutely.
So, yep. Great advice, Dr. Randy Carlson. Carlson Chiropractic, now part of Lake Region Healthcare, still located at 301 East Lincoln Avenue, but a proud new member of Lake Region Medical Group, Dr. Randy Carlson. Thank you for being my guest this morning and for all that you're going to do to continue providing great care to our collective patients.
Thank you, Katie, and thank you for what you're doing for the community too through Lake Region.
Absolutely. Katie Johnson and Dr. Randy Carlson on Apple a Day today, reminding you at Lake Region Healthcare, we are here for you always. Have a great day.